This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we come to you, humbling ourselves and lift that mighty hand today, just to thank you and praise you for your goodness, your grace, and your love. Just to thank you and praise you for who you are, that you're God, and besides thee, there is no other than worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, as we get out of the way, that you may have your way here today. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here today in the name of Jesus. So now, precious Father, make sure to hide us behind Calvary's cross. Anoint these lips of clay. Use us, Father God, for thy glory. As we humble ourselves and lift thy mighty hand, looking on to the hills in which cometh our help cometh from you. Oh, precious Father, right now, Lord, crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that would try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like you to open it up to the book of Ephesians, chapter 3. And we'll be looking at verses 14 through 21. The book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. And the word of God reads, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." Our emphasis tonight, hallelujah, going to be as we talk about staying spiritually connected to God, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye be rooted and grounded in love. Staying spiritually connected to God. God the Father, Jesus, the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit, all three, agrees as one. Talking about the Godhead. Here, hallelujah, God is good and worthy to be praised. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 7, it says, "Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil." Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. As Christians, we are always in a constant battle, a spiritual battle, spiritual warfare taking place in our lives on a daily basis. Just when we think it is over, the enemy, the devil, will come against us with different forms of trials and tribulation, and also temptation. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2 through 4, it says, "But my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing this, that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfected and complete, wanting nothing." Here, the Apostle James is encouraging us to count it all joy when we fall into various trials or temptations, because knowing this, that our faith will be tested, that the trying of our faith produces patience. Patience is a virtue. Patience is something that is we've been longing and waiting for. Because patience, we have to let her have a good work, a perfect work, that we would be complete, wanting nothing. In other words, we'll be content. Staying spiritually connected to God. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those in radio land, those that are listening, and those that will be listening later, in 1 Peter 5, verse 8, it says, "Be alert." In other words, be on guard. Be careful. And be sober-minded. Because your enemy, the devil, prowls around, or he goes around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. He waits for a chance to enter your heart. He has a full-time job of trying to invade into your life as a child of God. But I stop by to let you know the devil can't do nothing without God's permission. The enemy, the devil, he'll never give up. We are so easily to give up as a child of God. But the devil, he's constant. And he's consistent and persistent about trying to invade your life to cause havoc and chaos. The enemy, the devil, he will do whatever it takes to try to draw you away from your walk with God, with Christ. So how much more we as believers of Christ should stay on God, should stay alert and very cautious. Sometimes we put our guard down. Sometimes when we figure that we've been walking with God for a long time, we get in a place of what you call complacency. And then what we take for granted is what the devil can use to get a foothold and try to sway us away from our walk with the Lord. That's why the Bible says for us to consider the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus stayed alert. He was always on guard, because he knew what the devil's, hallelujah, job is. In John 10:10, it says that the thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. In the book of Galatians, the 5th chapter, 16th verse, it says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The only way we as believers of Christ can be led by the Holy Spirit is by paying attention to the Holy Spirit leading us continuously throughout our daily lives. A lot of times we are easily distracted by what the world has to offer. Sometimes we are easily distracted because of not spending time with the Lord, having an intimacy with God on a daily basis. God wants us to stay connected to Him spiritually. The Word of God in the book of John, chapter 15, verses 4 and 5 says, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me." This is Jesus talking. He says, "I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth good fruit, much fruit. For without me, you can't do nothing." So Jesus is the key. He is the one that we have to be hooked up with. He is the one that we have to let him abide in us as we abide in him. Only then can we bring forth fruit, and our fruit will remain. Because Jesus is a trailblazer. He's the one that started Christianity. He's the one that bled, that have made the way for us. So we got to look at him as being our set example if we want to stay spiritually connected to God. Hallelujah. And don't lose connection. See, for an example, like a cell phone. And the only time that it's really good and effective is when it's charged up. But once it loses charge, or you can be speaking on it and the connection is broken, then we have to either restart it and get the connection back so that the source of the connection, either plug it in or in order for it to operate, so it can become an effective device so we can use to speak to and to do different things with. We as believers of Christ, first of all, we have to put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Because again, it says that he goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. So the devil is always on his job. We have to make sure that from when God grant us mercy and grace, from the time we wake up to the time we go to bed, we have to stay alert and be very cautious, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. Hallelujah. Because God wants us not to just occupy. He wants us to be available to be used on a daily basis. Especially, quote unquote, we call ourselves Christians. We call ourselves believers of Christ. We don't belong to ourselves. We belong to God. God is the one that's in charge of our lives. As we submit ourselves to him, then he can use us the way he sees fit. We are the clay. He is the potter. Let him make you, mold you, and stretch you, and break you. and make you into the vessel that he wants you to be, so that you may be his mouthpiece, his hands and feet. So again, tonight we are talking about staying spiritually connected to God. When you stay connected to God, closely united with him, all the powers of heaven is at your disposal. I'm going to say that again. When you, as a believer of Christ, stay connected to God, very closely united with him, all the powers of heaven is at your disposal. What a blessing to know that God allow us to be in intimacy with him. And then because of his grace and mercy, that all the powers of heaven can be at our use and at disposal. Staying spiritually connected to God. As a believer of Christ, one of the ways that we can stay, like I said, that be have an intimacy with him. And one of the disadvantages would be that would hinder us would be by by compromising. So staying connected to God as a believer of Christ, one of the effective ways to stay connected is to stop compromising. We know what the word said. Our lives have to line up with the will of God. And the will of God is God's word. It's what he speaks over his word, because his word is what he will honor. He honors his word above his name. So when our lives come in alignment with God's will for our life, then we are in good standing with him. See, the word of God says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 7, it says, when a man's way pleases the Lord, or even a woman's way pleases the Lord, he maketh even his enemy or her enemy to be at peace with him or with her. When our ways please the Lord. So the only way that we can please God is to understand that his ways is not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. They are higher than our little finite minds and things. So we got to pray and ask God to learn his ways, to learn what his will for our life is all about. Then we got to get to the place in our walk with him where we don't compromise. Sure, if you don't know, then there's room to know. But once you get to that place where you know that you know that you know, to know and don't do it is sin. All unrighteousness in the eyes of God is sin. So when we know to do better, we should do better. When we know what is right, we should do right in order to stay in right standing with God. So believers of Christ, we have to make a commitment first to God and to ourselves. A commitment to where we're going to refuse to allow the things of this world, such as material possessions, career positions, sinful pursuit, ungodly relationship, or social standards, standing in the community, which would try to eat away at your time with God. How many can throw a bullet in their hands up and say they are guilty of that? So the enemy is going to try any way possible to get you to try to be busy with things that that's not even in line with God's way always or word. You see, getting God's word into your heart so deeply is something that you have to do on your part. Because we have to get to that place where nothing else matters as far as priority for our lives except doing what God says to do. Finding time to get in His word. We can be a blessing to others and be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. We start out with the milk of the Word before we can graduate to the meat of the Word. But we can't go from milk to meat without studying the Word, without chewing the Word, without meditating on the Word of God, without spending time in His Word. Because God speaks through His word. God's word will reinforce us on a spiritual level. So staying spiritually connected to God is a must that we must do on our part. Here the word says in the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 22. It says, "In all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." God, the way that we speak to God is through prayer. Praying, talking to Him about what is going on in our lives, and then asking Him, hallelujah, getting quieted and waiting for Him to talk back to us. But the key is, if we want to receive, we got to believe first. Whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. So if you're praying about something and you're praying amiss, don't expect God to answer it. But if you're praying it, praying with the right motive, and you're praying in line with God's word, and you're believing that He will answer, it's just a matter of time before you receive it. So it is time for you and I in 2020, as a believer of Christ, as a child of God, to talk directly to God. Instead of relying on anyone else to tell you what God wants for your life. A lot of times we want to wait until a prophet or prophetess or an apostle or evangelist or pastor or a man or woman of God to come and let us know what God wants out of our lives. But we got the capability ourselves to hear from him for ourselves. The way to do that is to spend time in prayer. Word of God says in Luke 18, verse 1, the latter part of it, it says, men ought always to pray and don't faint. In other words, don't get tired. Don't lose heart. To pray without ceasing. Always being mindful. Not always audibly, but having a mindset to pray to God. Directly to him. Telling him. Casting all our cares upon him. Because he cared for us. So tell him. Talk to him on a one-on-one. Talk to him like you, how do you talk to someone else? Tell him what is on your mind. Tell him your shortcomings, your concern. Pray. Once you pray for others and the needs of others, believe that what you ask to God will be answered. Don't ask him this. If you're asking him to do something and you're not believing yourself, well, you're asking him this. But if you believe him and you trust in him, he shall bring it to pass. Word of God says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, but to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So again, tonight we're talking about staying connected, staying spiritually connected to God. In the book of John, chapter 14, verse 21, the word says, he that hath my commandments and keep it there. He is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. So God is saying that if you love him, keep his command. And he that loveth me, he will love you also. Jesus, this is Jesus' words in the gospel according to the book of John, chapter 14, verse 21. So, child of God, you can be confident of God's love for you and his desire to bless you. See, the word says God loved us. Yet when we were sinners, he sent his son, Jesus, who came, raised as a man, fashioned as a man, walked on this earth, was tempted in all areas like we are, but yet he said not. He died for our sins. He did an ultimate sacrifice, shed his blood on Calvary for us. Because the Bible says, without the shedding of the blood, there'll be no remission of sins. So we are thankful tonight for Jesus. We are thankful for God. We are thankful for the Holy Spirit. Again, all three agrees as one. So staying spiritually connected to God. These days that we are living in 2020, most of us are staying connected to the ever-present digital world of the social media. online publication, shopping, entertainment, and even work through the internet and on our smart devices, navigating through rush hour, packed freeways, in nerve-wracking traffic to go to work and to come back home. So we are living in a time and a season during the computer age. We can't get away from it because it's all around us. Yes, this whirlwind of activity, noise and information, attraction and distraction of our post-modern living can leave us feeling exhausted, confused, and disconnected from God. That's why our life has to be in order. We have to put God first as being top priority on a daily basis. In order to stay connected spiritually to God, we have to put him foremost, up front, before anything else in our lives. Book of Galatians chapter 3, verse 2 says, set your affection or your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Because the things of the earth, as for a Christian, for a believer of Christ, can become a distraction to our walk with God. So therefore, believers of Christ, we must discipline our physical minds to think on things above, so thereby being connected with the amazing spiritual blessings we have in God through Christ Jesus. Yes, it's easy to say, but we know that distraction can cause us a setback. Distraction can cause us to stray to the right or to the left. But we have to come back in align with God's will on the straight and narrow. So the good news about Jesus Christ is that the power of the Holy Spirit is always available. Where it says them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. And sons include daughters, boys, and girls. When we please God, when our ways please him, he makes even our enemy to be at peace with us. So, staying spiritually connected to God should be a must on our part as a child of his. We have to find ourselves to have intimacy with him on a daily basis. So find yourself a quiet place at work or at home where you will go to pray on a daily basis and without distraction. Because it's a whole lot easier to pray. It's a whole lot easier to study the word in a quiet place. In the book of Matthew 6, verse 6, when it comes to prayer, it says, but thou when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, your inner room, your quiet place. When thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am. The one that has all power in his hand. So pray to the Father which is in secret. And our Father which sees in secret will reward you openly. I'm going to say it again. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, thy personal closet, your inner room. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which sees in secret, shall reward thee openly. God wants us to depend on him. He wants us to come to him with our problems, for us to cast all our cares upon him, because he cared for us. The word of God says for us to be anxious for nothing, but in everything, with prayers and supplication, with thanksgiving, making our requests known unto God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Also, believers of Christ, in order to stay spiritually connected to God, we have to set aside time to have an encounter with him by reading his word, by praying and fasting, talking to God, getting quiet before him. The book of Psalms, chapter 63, verse 1 and 2 says, O God, thou, O my God, early will I seek thee, because my soul thirsts for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory. So as I have seen thee in thy sanctuary. We have to have a hunger and a thirst for him, for God Almighty, for Jesus, the Son of God, for the Holy Spirit. We have to thirst for him, like we thirst for a drink, for some water to drink, or something to quench our thirst. So wherefore, brothers and sisters in Christ, we are in our lives, activities will always be going on. Things will always, unexpected things will always happen. But we got to make time. We have to take time. Take a few moments out of our busy schedule in order to connect with God on a spiritual basis. Again, by reading his word, by praying, talking to him in our secret closet, reading God's word so we can hear. We can speak it aloud. Now, so that we can hear it and we can see it in the word of God for ourselves. For us to read it for ourselves in order that we may know what the word is saying. Some people only open up the Bible when they go to Sunday morning worship service or midweek Bible study. Some of them don't even open up the Bible because they use their phone. It's very rare today that you see people carrying Bibles. So we have to read it over and over and over again. Memorize the scripture on a daily basis. Let it get to from your head all the way to the deep depths of your heart. And this is done by reading it over and over again, meditating on the word, letting the word become part of you. Also, by listening to what God speaks to you. Sometimes we get in a hurry when it comes to reading the word of God. No, we need to take time and ask God by the Holy Spirit to reveal to us what the word is saying, that we may be able to understand it, the mysteries of the kingdom of God through reading God's word. So it can be spiritually discerned, so we can spiritually discern what the word is saying. The next step and ways for you and I as believer of Christ to stay connected spiritually to God is to meditate on the word of God, to mentally reflect and imaginatively pondering. It is the powerful aspect of scripture meditation. In other words, that is a way that we can meditate on God's word by mentally reflecting on what the word is saying, pondering the word in our lives, letting the word become part of us, part of our lifestyle. Biblical meditations begin with thinking about God's word on a continuously to yourself. Then we begin to eternalize God's word inside our minds and hearts. Now, God can start downloading what he wants to say to us. And then we can listen to his voice, that still small voice, talking to us on a personal basis. Sometimes we say we know God, but do we know his voice? Do we spend time to where we can listen to that still small voice speaking to us? Sometimes we, as we practice this and train ourselves to stay in his presence, then God can speak to us. He can respond to us in prayer. We can also respond to him by thanking him for what he revealed to us, asking him to make us more like Jesus. God says if we lack wisdom, first to ask of him, and he'll give it to us liberally, the wisdom of God. In the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28-30, it says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." This is Jesus speaking. And he's letting us know if we want to learn of him, we have to be yoked up with him. If we do our part, he'll do his. For he said, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." So, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening and those that will be listening later, hallelujah. First, to enter into a place of intimacy with God, having a one-on-one relationship in order that God will bless you. Receive from him, and God wants to renew your thoughts in the knowledge of Jesus, activating the man of Christ in you. You are actively connected with God, and God is with you. That's why in the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, it says, let this man be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. During your time of prayer, you can ask the Lord, let this man be in me, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this little finite man of mine just submit to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Take full control. Speak to my heart. Speak to my mind. Let your word become part of my life. Ask God, our Father, to give you, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to help you do what Jesus did. Jesus, the living word, the one that where Jesus, he is the word of God. He is the living word. He has revealed to you and I by faith. We must walk this walk. By faith, we must receive what God's word is saying. And we must believe in order to receive. Belief is a key. Walking by faith and staying connected to God, we as people of God, who walk by faith and not by sight. When you walk by faith, it doesn't matter if you see it or not. When you walk by faith, you don't walk by feelings. You don't walk by what you see. You walk by what you know, what the word is saying. Staying connected to Christ is about more than just hearing his word. No, we must abide in him, and he abides in us. Only when we have a connection to the vine, which is Jesus, who gives life. Only when we are connected to the vine can we produce fruit. You see the inspired word of the Bible? Or what gives us the connection to Jesus. So the question today may be asked is, how connected are you to Jesus Christ? We say we love the Lord. We say Jesus is Lord of Lords and King of Kings of our lives. But how connected are you to him? How connected are you to Jesus' suffering or what he went through? How connected are you when God is saying, come out your comfort zone, and you may have to suffer for a little while? Just for a reminder to us as children of God, don't lose your connection, your spiritual connection, because only a real connection to Jesus will give life. Again, Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches. We have to depend on him. He is the example that we have to follow after. Staying spiritually connected to God. Tell him, God, again, beware of the world and the lust of the world, along with Satan's help, who will try to, who would like to dangle the desires for stuff, worldly stuff, materialistic stuff, before our eyes. So that the pulling of material things and the craving of our sinful hearts can put so much pressure on our connection with Jesus that we can lose the connection. So we are not careful and prayerful, prayed up, that connection with the Lord can be broken. Once we lose connection, we have to get back and plug up the power source as quickly as possible. Get back to where to be spiritually charged up. Jesus, children of God, have connected us to himself by his blood, through God's word, by the power of the Holy Spirit working in us. Jesus wants us to remain in him so that we can share in eternal happiness and joy in heaven. So believers of Christ, as we are producing fruit of faith, our action shows the world around us that we are disciples of Christ, believers of Christ, children of God. So believing and trusting in everything what Jesus did and saying moves our heart to telling people about Jesus. Yes, we should be on fire for the Lord. We should be asking God to give us boldness to speak his word to the unsaved folks, those that have not heard about Jesus yet. Giving them an opportunity to come to him. Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So being spiritually connected to Jesus, to God, it fills us with the joy of God's forgiveness and the love of our Lord flowing in our souls, fill our faith with his life-giving nourishment. Because, again, Jesus is the vine, the spiritual vine that we are connected to. And we as branches have been drafted in the beloved family of God. So we are privileged and blessed to be tied up, hooked up, wrapped up in the things of God. You see, the love of Jesus moves us to produce fruits which serves our neighbors and glorify our God. We take on the form of a servant, and we are willing and able to serve others as well as making ourselves available to be used by God. So remember, believers of Christ, staying connected is important in our relationship with God. When we remain in Jesus, we have the power and ability to produce fruit, spiritual fruit. Staying connected, spirits are connected to God, should be something that every believer of Christ would want to do. You see, God is the one that can promote us. God is the one that can use us for his glory. But we have to understand what the word says again. In Proverbs 3, verse 7, for us not to get to the place where we think that we are so wise that we are not teachable. Where it says, don't be wise in your own eyes. First thing that we should do is fear God. Reverence him. Because the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And the next thing that we should do is shun evil. In other words, don't put up with it. Expose it. By letting our light shine in darkness. Not covering it up, but letting it shine so people can see that God is still in the soul-saving business in 2020. God is still able to keep us in a world of turmoil, where things are full of chaos. We are still able to rest assured that if God be for us, who or what can be against us? Even though the waters may rise, the winds may blow, God is still able to keep us. Romans 8:28 says, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. Staying spiritually connected to God. We just hope and pray that was something that we said through the word of God, through the teaching tonight, that brought encouragement to you, to your soul, and will exhort you to go a little bit further in the things of God. God is good and worthy to be praised. We know that his word will not return to him more. We just ask the Lord just continuously bless you, meet your each and every need from this day forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you for joining us this evening. We pray that you have received a word that will bless you this week. Share the word, share the number for the broadcast. We broadcast every Tuesday evening and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you would like to have comments, or if you have comments, questions, topics that you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. You may address your correspondence to Dudley Tebow or Lisa Tebow. Thank you so much. God bless. And the Lord willing, we'll be with you again on Friday evening at 6 p.m. Love you.